Baseball is everywhere you are this season with the MLB app. Enjoy the show from wherever you are when you download the free MLB app to your mobile device. Never miss a second of the action with coverage of in-game highlights, pitch-by-pitch features, select live broadcast coverage, and more. Show support for your favorite team with customizable MLB club-branded icons. And tune in to exclusive premium content for every team in the league.
That is out of the ballpark!
The MLB app is your ticket to all things baseball all the time. You can even get live notifications sent to your phone, watch, and car, so you're always up to date on the biggest breaking news, scores, and standings. The MLB app is your hub for live baseball everywhere you go. The number one source of live baseball on your Apple and Android devices is the official app of Major League Baseball. Download the MLB app today on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Additional subscriptions may be required. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. Home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.tv is the home of streaming baseball. Get your ticket to out-of-market games live or on demand across all your favorite supported devices. Home or away, you'll be able to catch all the MLB action this season and gain access to exclusive content. MLB Big Inning brings fans a special live look into the game and delivers the best highlights from games every single day.
That is out of the ballpark!
Tune in for select pre- and post-game coverage or check out new MLB originals for a deeper dive into your favorite teams and ballparks. You can even check out inning milestones, in-game details, and personalize your app for your favorite team. MLB.tv has extended their content library for more originals, like vendors and out-of-the-park films. You can find returning shows like MLB Carded, Baseball Zen, and so much more. There's no better place to never miss a moment of the action than with MLB.tv. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.tv.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket can. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. I'm hanging out here with super producer and host Dave Shepard, and I'm glad that I'm here with you. Shout outs to everybody out there on the road, people at work, people at home, people leaving work, people going home, people going into work, whatever the hell you're doing, I'm here with you. And I'm going to be rolling for one more hour. It's real simple. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. If you want to listen to every minute, you want to listen to every second, then put the free Odyssey app on your phone. It's free. You can listen to CBS Sports Radio all day. You can hit pause. You can hit rewind. Damn it, if you call me on the phone, you can listen to yourself after we hang up. You can send it to your friends. You can say, oh my God, I yelled at JR, listen. Or you can just send it to your friends, your wife. Send it to your husband. Send it to whoever. If you want to holler at me, the number is 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm also on social media everywhere at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. And so throughout the course of the night, we've talked about Kevin Durant and Deshaun Watson, and we talked about Tua Tagovailoa and what his season might look like. We talked about Tom Brady. Yeah, the same Tom Brady who was he was courted by the Miami Dolphins prior to Tua's arrival. We had a conversation with former NFL cornerback Nolan Carroll. Thank you so much, Nolan, once again for joining us here. Talked about Taysom Hill quickly switching over from quarterback to tight end. And then, as I do every Wednesday into Thursday morning, I gave you a top six list. And it was inspired by Serena Williams. We know it was about 48 hours ago that Serena told the world that I'm winding things down. Don't expect to see me too much later than what you got right now. I'm on my way out the door. And so, thinking about Serena, thinking about tennis, there's a lot of team sports that we focus in on. We know what they are: basketball, football, hockey, baseball. about tennis, golf, combat sports? What about racing, the Olympics, track and field, athletics? What about sports where you can't sit on the bench, where you don't get a sub, where it's just you by yourself? And in the course of play, you got to execute. You don't have nobody else to fall back on. So I gave you a top six list. Number six, I gave you Novak Djokovic. Surprisingly, this man has built himself a resume that pretty much places him as potentially the greatest tennis player, male tennis player, most successful of all time. At number five, I gave you Serena Williams. At number four, I gave you Usain Bolt. I asked Usain Bolt a few years ago. I sat and spoke with the man. I said, "Usain, can you give me some reasons why all you sprinters out of Jamaica are so fast?" Oh, his explanations were pretty interesting. Listen.
I think maybe the food. I think maybe the food.
There we go.
Because we eat a lot of ground food, like yam, potatoes, and stuff like that. So we get it originally from the ground. And people always say, I don't know how true this is, that from slavery back in the day. Okay. So we come from African stuff, so it's different.
I should be fast too, right?
You should be.
Yeah, I am fast. But it's not because I had to run away from anybody trying to capture me. Thank you, Usain. At number three, greatest individual athletes of all time, I gave you Tiger Woods. At number two, I gave you Michael Phelps. Five appearances at the Olympics, five of them. Started off in Sydney, and then by the time he got to Athens, he was just destroying everybody. 28 medals, 23 golds. And at number one, you want to talk about an individual athlete. This man was just known across the world, not just for what he did in the ring, but for what he did and his impact all over the world. His stance that he took. It's Muhammad Ali. And he was never shy in letting everybody know how great he was.
I'm experienced now, professional. Jaw's been broke, been knocked down a couple of times. Bad. Been chopping trees. I done something new for this fight. I done wrestled with an alligator. That's right. I have wrestled with an alligator. I done tussled with a whale. I done handcuffed lightning, throw thunder in jail. That's bad. Only last week, I murdered a rock, injured a stone. Hospitalize a brick. I'm so mean, I make medicine sick.
Bad dude.
Bad. Fast. Last night, I cut the light off my bedroom, hit the switch, was in the bed before the room was dark.
Incredible.
Fast.
Incredible.
And you, George Foreman, all of you chumps are gonna bow when I whoop him. All of you. I know you got him. I know you got him picked, but the man's in trouble. I'm gonna show you how great I am.
Yeah, he was great. And he beat Foreman. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Impossible to put every solo performer on this list. Impossible. Who's someone who stands out to you? 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Mike from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, Ali called this man his idol. Ali said he could KO you going backwards. Jake LaMotta fought him five times and said he was the best pound for pound. Sugar Ray Robinson. He had 91 straight wins. As an amateur, he was 85-0. He was the welterweight champ from 46 to 51 and a middleweight champ after that. Heck of a fighter. I had to put him somewhere in the six.
Now, listen, I cannot be mad or debate that. Unfortunately, like many of fighters and boxers, when he got to the end, and that's the brutal, awful, terrible part about boxing. And I unfortunately, I think it stands to this day, although I think fighters are a little bit more fiscally responsible when it comes down to their funds and what their contracts look like. These contracts that the fighters would sign was just took advantage. These guys were traveling shows. When I try to describe boxing to anyone, even now to this day, when you think about the promoters that exist, when you think about the structure of boxing, it's like individual circuses. Every promoter pitches a tent, shows up, attracts thousands of individuals, makes money off of the gate, makes money off of the distribution agreement with pay-per-view. And then, the fighter gets the peanuts, the promoter makes the money, and it's on to the next one. I mean, there's so many issues and spaces with boxing, and we don't get the best of fighters. And for political reasons, we have so many belts and so many authorities, so many fights that don't happen, and then so many fighters that always end up just holding a bill at the end of their career, and then they have to keep on fighting and fight some more. I mean, it's a brutal sport. I don't know who coined the phrase or term, but they were 100% correct. You can play basketball. You can play baseball. You can play tennis. You don't play boxing. And it's a rough way in, and typically it can be a rough way out. 855-212-4CBS. Eric is calling from New Hampshire. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
Very well.
Appreciate the call. I'm going to go to a sport that nobody ever talks about, and I'm going to go to USA Wrestling. First of all, I'd like to give a shout-out to Rulon Gardner beating Alexander Karelin. That was a huge, monumental defeat. Karelin was a beast. But I'm looking at Kyle Dake, four-time NCAA champion, just dethroned Jordan Burroughs, multiple international champion. The guy's just amazing.
Now, I have heard of this man. I'm not going to sit here and lie and tell you that I know of him intricately. But is he one of the top solo sports athletes that we've ever seen?
I mean, if you knew what it took to be a wrestler, you would absolutely say that.
Oh, well, I mean, there are a few wrestlers that I actually can ask. A couple of guys who have competed. Let me ask you this, though. Wasn't he just in the Olympics, like, last year?
He was.
And did he win?
Actually, I wasn't able to follow it. I want to say he did win this past time.
Okay. But, how are you going to tell me if I knew what wrestling was, then there would be no dispute about his importance amongst global all-time stars, and you don't even know if he won the Olympics?
That is my bad. I didn't have a chance to follow the Olympics this past year. But I just know, being a four-time NCAA champion in four different weight classes is something no man has ever done.
Okay.
And then,
I'm not asking about what no man has ever done. I'm talking about some of the greatest individual athletes ever. I mean, come on.
You got to put him in there, man.
I don't think so. Thank you, Eric, for calling from New Hampshire. Shep, he was in Tokyo, right?
Yeah, JR, you hit the nail on the head. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to wrestling because I know how unheralded the sport and the attention that they should get and don't get ultimately. And I know that wrestling doesn't get talked about enough, but he didn't even finish. He wasn't even one of the one or two finishers for his respective weight class.
Well, what did he finish?
He was the bronze.
Oh, okay.
He didn't even win gold and silver, and we're just talking one Olympics. And so I think he's 30. Am I not mistaken? Like, I've heard of him, and I give you credit for being honest, because most people would try to just play off it and I've heard of him. But
when I think
of wrestling, there are two guys. By the way, I'm sorry.
Rulon Gardner. He talked about. Yeah, I know Rulon Gardner.
I can't believe. I got to say this, JR. I'm sorry. I can't believe not one person tonight, not one of your fans, has said Richard Petty. I'm shocked. But in terms of wrestling. Dan Gable and Kale Sanderson,
yes.
those guys are considered to be the founding fathers of the sport of wrestling being put on the map of the United States of America. Not Kyle.
yeah. Dake.
That Kyle Dake. I when he first called, I thought he said Drake, and I was like, no, this is a sports show. Just to tell you how much love Kyle Dake should get.
Yeah, doesn't – well, Drake has – it's a different era of music. Right. Doesn't he have, like, more singles, top whatever, than anybody ever?
Maybe. That's a fair point. And you know music you've forgotten more music than I know. But, JR, but I'll say this. Kyle Dake is not even considered to be an elite wrestler, let alone an elite all-time individual athlete. Yeah,
that was odd. I would think if someone is going to be one of the greatest individual athletes of all time, I would think that the majority of the audience would at least have heard of him.
We've all heard of Richard Petty, right? We've all heard of Dale Earnhardt, and obviously, who's the Jimmy Johnson? And I'm not talking about the NFL coach, obviously. I'm talking about the NASCAR Sprint Cup 7-time right. champion, I believe. We've heard of him.
You don't have to explain who someone is. And it's like, hey, did he win in the Olympics? I don't know. Well, anyone who knows wrestling is going to know that you don't even know what he did last year.
That was bad.
Come on, man. What, somebody's going to call me up and tell me, I don't know, Kurt Angle or something next. Okay. Why not?
I'm waiting for that.
Somebody to tell me about Kurt Angle?
No, I was talking about the greatest curler of all time.
Oh, curling.
I'm waiting for that call.
Do you know who it is?
I couldn't tell you one thing about curling other than the fact that it's probably the least strenuous sport in the history of civilization.
You're going to have somebody call up from an ice state and just whoop your ass, man.
JR, they move more in billiards than they do in curling.
Yeah, you got to walk. Well, you gotta walk that line and do that sweeping stuff, man. That's tough. You ever swept the floor?
Of course I have. I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth, but I wouldn't consider or define curling to be anyone who is remotely an all-time great athlete.
Well, imagine trying to sweep the floor with a stick and some a stone. It's tough.
I think curling should be fall on the most bottom part of any all-time great athlete list. I'm not trying to be a hater. I'm just being serious with you. I would guarantee you I could take you and the top other 10 sports national talk show hosts in this country. Not one of you, without taking Google, would be able to name me or identify any aspect of the sport of curling other than the fact that it takes place four different, I should say one every 4 years.
I can't tell you a damn thing about curling.
Thank you.
I can't. What I'm going to tell you about curling is you put a stone on the ground, you put it on some ice, and you kind of do that motion, Anyway, JD's calling from Atlanta. He knows about motion. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Thank you for taking my call. I love your show.
Thank you.
And,
go ahead.
And let's not talk anymore about curling, but I do want to nominate my childhood hero from the form of motorsports, Formula One world champion, IndyCar world champion, and Daytona 500 champion, Mario Andretti.
Well, ain't no doubt about that. I mean, why do you love him so much? I mean, I grew up hearing about the guy forever.
I actually met the guy. Wow. He's kind of short, but he is the nicest person you ever want to meet in your life. His son opened up the Andretti Auto Sports place here in Atlanta, and yes, he came for the grand opening. Nicest guy you ever want to meet. World champion in Formula One, world champion in IndyCar, Daytona 500 champion. So he crosses all the X's off the motorsports, criteria. Greatest driver that ever lived.
Let me ask you something. What the hell does him being short have? You said, oh, he's short, but he's a nice. What does that have to do with anything?
Because I grew up with him as an idol, and I thought we would be the same size, but we're not.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me.
It doesn't have anything to do with anything. He was my idol as a child.
I thought you were going to tell me that he was supposed to have some type of Napoleon complex, but I get it.
No. Nicest guy you ever want to meet. The greatest guy you ever want to meet.
Well, thank you, JD. Appreciate you for calling from Atlanta.
Have a good night.
You as well. I've never met Mario Andretti Racing. I have met Dale Earnhardt Jr. He's a good dude. I mean, at least when I spoke to him, I think I've met him a couple of times. When I met him, we talked about hair. It's like I think he was growing an afro at the time, and at this time, I didn't have an afro. It's a hell of a conversation. Scott is calling from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Really enjoy your show, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm listening to your list, and I think I would have put Jack Nicklaus on there instead of Woods, and I'll tell you why. Golfers are judged by winning the big one, or the big ones. Tiger Woods won 15 majors. Nicklaus won 18.
Yes.
But here's the thing. Tiger Woods in majors came in second twice. Jack Nicklaus came in second 19 times, which means that he had a chance to win 19 more majors. He was right there. When Tiger wasn't in contention, he was basically lost. He was way down the leaderboard. Okay. So, and plus the way the man comported himself on the course. And I would argue, too, JR, that the competition consistently was better in Nicklaus's prime than Tiger's prime. Who did Tiger have chasing him week in and week out, other than maybe Mickelson? I mean, during Nicklaus's time, you had like Hale Irwin, Lee Trevino, Tom Watson, Tom Kite. These guys were consistently performing at a top level. So, you know, that's my two cents.
Okay.
I mean, Nicklaus, first or second 37 times. Woods, first or second 17.
There's a couple of things. What I cannot do, what I'm not qualified to do, is to sit here and tell you about everybody else that came in at second place. I can't do that. What I can tell you is, who cares that, and I get your logic, who cares who came in at second place? Like, the idea is to go out there and win. And this is the kind of – I'm sorry.
Shows the level, it shows the consistency of his play, how good he was. He was like a machine week in and week out.
Sure.
To come in second on a major, when you're dealing with that kind of competition and that kind of pressure – and that says a lot.
Yes,
about
I understand that, and kudos to him for that. He still has more majors won than Tiger has, and he's probably going to hold that. Tiger Woods is going to need an entire miracle to come back. But who cares? This is just in a general sense. Who cares who came in second? And in an overall sense, no, Scott, I mean, come on. Who cares? I get what you're saying, but who cares? If somebody ran around saying, well, I came in second place all these other times, I go, so you didn't win. That's just me personally. And on a larger larger scale, this is also why I have Tiger Woods on the list, just as an overall. It's the impact globally, period, flat, on golf. I think that's something that I have to take into consideration. It's a major reason why I have Muhammad Ali at number one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'll take more of your calls. And then the person who inspired this list, Serena Williams, I told you that she lost on Wednesday. You'll hear from her on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Good to hear from you, man. I'm a big fan of your show. I love your work, and I appreciate you. I'm a trucker, man, so I'll be all over the country, and I look forward to your show, man, at this time.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Shout-outs to all my truckers out there. Moving goods, moving product. That's a hell of a job. They don't get the credit that they deserve. Much love to y'all. Y'all see what everybody's doing on the road. People doing all types of ridiculous things in their cars. I know y'all see. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We've been talking about some of the greatest individual athletes, individual sport performers that we've ever seen. No teammates, no help. You just got to go out there and do it yourself. At number one, I gave you Muhammad Ali. But the woman who inspired this list is Serena Williams. And Serena, although she was up in Toronto and she won her first match earlier this week and she let everybody know that her career is winding down, she lost her second match on Wednesday. The next week is Cincinnati, and then everybody will pretty much head on over to the U.S. Open. And after that, we probably, there's a good chance we will never see Serena play tennis again. Never say never, but she's winding it down. She's one major away from tying Margaret Court. And I don't know if she's going to do it. I mean, if she's losing against people you've never heard of at this point, it's tough. It's tough. Serena talked about taking the court before her loss today, and this is what she had to say.
It was a lot of emotions, obviously. I love playing here. I've always loved playing here. And, yeah, it was... I wish I could have played better, but Belinda played so well today. But I just, it's been a pretty interesting 24 hours.
Yeah, man, when you know you're at the end of something, it's inevitable. You just try to soak it all up. You try. Leo is calling from Illinois. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. I just want to say I love the top six picks. I had a feeling you were going to pick Ali for the number one because I think you picked him for the number one comeback story not too long ago. So that inspired me to watch a lot of his fights. So that was, I appreciate that. But then I had a pick for Tony Hawk, but that was kind of stolen from me. So I wanted to get a few shout outs. Okay. I think Joey Chestnut's a good one. He's like the
Oh my God. Wait a minute. Right? Wait a minute, Leo. The hot dog eating man.
Oh man, I don't think I'd put him in that top six. I just feel like Tony Hawk is stolen from me, but I wanna give him, I think he's up in, you know, he's
how many
we all
how
know
many,
the name. We how all many, know the name. That's what
how
we were
many,
said earlier.
How many hot dogs did this man eat about a month ago? What do you have, 53 hot dogs?
Something insane. He's still doing it, you know? Broken leg and all.
I saw a guy on the internet today. He had the record for, like, most ghost peppers. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, wow.
That's what I'm saying. But see, we don't know his name, but I'm saying we all know Joey Chestnut.
And I don't know if it's for good reasons, because he's stuffing hot dogs in his mouth.
I just wanted to give him a shout out. But then I also wanted to say something else too. I think it's kind of funny that I think it's another reference to one of your other top six lists.
Okay.
I think it's just good that we're not talking about, you know, Lance Armstrong. I think in another, you know.
Oh, I can't stand him, and he just got married, so good for him. But I can't stand him.
Yeah. I think in another dimension, we could have all been fooled. We could all, you know, we would have put him up there. We'd be talking about how great he is right now. I think it's just, you know, I think it's pretty good that we're not.
Yeah. I would win the Tour de France, too, if I was blood spinning. You know what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Leo. Appreciate you.
Can I give one more for the Chicago meatball out there?
Oh, my God. Just quickly.
I think it's just so good. Michael Jordan out there. You know, okay. On the shoes, that's on the dunk contest. That's by himself out there.
Okay, yeah.
Shout out to Chicago.
Yeah.
So
yeah, Michael Jordan, great individual athlete. Thank you so much. Shep, how many hot dogs did this man eat?
Unfortunately, 63.
Oh. Somebody needs to do a documentary about what happened. You remember they did that?
You know what somebody needs to do, JR? And I know we mentioned this before. Someone needs to do a documentary on why we're wasting hundreds, close to 1,000 hot dogs on July 4th. We got countries third world that are starving in this world. That's what I want to do a documentary on. It's ridiculous.
Well, Nathan says they donate, I don't know.
Say whatever they want.
$10,000 to a food bank.
Don't do the contest and actually help people that are in absolute extreme poverty. That would be my hope for them.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Nathan's is sending hot dogs all over to the country.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Remember that movie? Was it Super Size Me?
Yes, where he ate McDonald's for like a month straight or something?
Right. We had a whole documentary about that. They need to do a documentary on somebody who eats 63 hot dogs in one sitting. Like, what happens a week after? The entire week. I need day one, day two, day three. What does this look like? Why do you, and I get it, you win in money, and in all actuality, it's a big hustle. But is it worth it? I guess it is, right?
Kobayashi was the original grandmaster of these, you know, hot dog eating contests, and he had a tip with that organization. I remember that, but
Why I'm saying it's pretty much a hustle.
Right, but JR, I mean, we're talking about an individual that by any regular body fat standard would be considered extremely thin.
Who, Kobayashi?
Correct.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's something in his, I guess it's his esophagus, it's his mouth, it's his gut. Listen, but the way it comes out, I don't know about that. There's like 15, 20 people up there eating hot dogs. Are they getting a couple hundred dollars to show up?
Maybe Liv should take over a hot dog eating contest now too.
You think Saudi Arabia is going to sign up for hot? I don't think so.
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't. I know not. This is a bad idea. That'd go against everything. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about more athletes. Just light it up by themselves. No, not Michael Jordan. Played a team sport.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the first day that I've heard your show, and what a find. Great show. You have a smooth delivery in the way that you handle talk radio.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Before I roll out, we're going to go ahead and continue to take your calls and share with you all some of the best individual athletes that we've ever seen. I gave you Muhammad Ali at number one. Other individuals we had on the list. Matter of fact, let me run it down. Novak Djokovic at six, Serena Williams at five, Usain Bolt at four, Tiger Woods at three, Michael Phelps at two, and Muhammad Ali, numero uno. Right before we went to break, somebody called and said Joey Chestnut, hot dog eating man. I can appreciate the humor. Eating 63 hot dogs is it's interesting, to say the least, or disgusting. Jason is calling from Cleveland, Ohio. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks, JR. It's difficult when the last call or last couple calls were about curling and a wrestler that, you know, won a bronze and a hot dog eater and a skateboarder. But I called in about Jesse Owens. You're talking about putting on the list. He's got to be on that list. And I heard you talking to the other people about what's the personal relevance. When I was at Ohio State, I worked at the rec center, and I go to Jesse Owens Stadium. And, you know, I learned a little bit about him. And you probably know more than I do, but I know he's got to be on that list.
Well, I mean, he's not on my list, but he certainly is one of the greatest athletes that we've seen represented here in this country. You attended Ohio State?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's amazing, man. I was there. I was there last fall. I brought my Media for the Movement tour to the campus, and certainly learned even more about Jesse Owens than I knew before. And absolutely, I can't dispute. There's only six spots, but that doesn't mean he's any less of an athlete. I don't know if you heard the show last week, but we were talking about some of the most iconic athletes, and Jesse Owens was on that list.
Yeah, he's definitely worthy of lifting up. And being a homer, yes. You put Muhammad Ali number one. And I would just like to rep Cleveland for that council they had when it was Jim Brown, him, Bill Russell, and who was it?
Kareem was there as well.
Yes, those four. And just repping Cleveland.
No doubt about it. Yeah, Jim Brown out there. Thank you, Jason, for calling from Cleveland. They had that summit in support of Muhammad Ali when he got his license stripped. And it'd be nice if we saw more of that solidarity here in the year 2022. And terrible things don't always have to happen for people to come together. It'd be nice if that were the case. Dan is calling from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Dan.
JR, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
And I've got to disagree with you. The greatest athlete ever was Jim Thorpe. 13, 14 disciplines, won two gold medals, which they finally reinstated because the United States discriminated against the Native Americans. Flat out the greatest athlete ever. 14 disciplines. Michael Phelps, I put in number two because he has four disciplines. Breaststroke, backstroke, butterfly, and freestyle. But Muhammad Ali, as far as changing the shape of the world and how everything looked, you got to put him up there, too. But I'm just – Jim Thorpe was the absolute greatest athlete ever. 13, 14 disciplines. He won two gold medals, which I finally reinstated.
Dan, damn it. Was he a brother? I mean, what was going on, Dan?
Oh, no. Well, I'm white, red, and black. I don't discriminate against anyone. I have all that in my genealogy.
But my
great-grandfather.
Oh, hold on, Dan. Dan, slow down. Jeez.
Okay.
Who asked you about discrimination? I didn't ask you that.
No, but I'm just saying the greatest athlete, and you're discriminating against Jim Thorpe. 14 disciplines, and he won two gold medals.
Oh, Dan.
I know that for a fact.
You're being a broken record here. I'm not asking you about any of that. I didn't ask you if you were discriminating. I'm certainly not asking you to repeat yourself for the third time. I cannot dispute anything that you just said. I asked you a simple question. Was this guy your brother? And I don't think he was because he wasn't even.
He's not my brother.
Well, yes, that's obvious. That was a rhetorical question. You're so passionate about it. Here's my point.
I'm passionate about all sports, JR. I love all sports.
Well, good, Dan. We'll slow down for a second here. I would think you were his agent. Here's something.
He's been dead for a long time.
I know. That's why when I asked you, were you his brother, it wasn't a serious question.
Okay.
I wish. Listen to me carefully and stop talking for a minute, Dan.
Okay.
Thank you. I wish more people knew about Jim Thorpe. I wish more people understood his cultural significance. I wish more people would respect people who were indigenous and Native Americans before they were even quote unquote called Native Americans. And so in that regard, I cannot dispute with you the importance of Jim Thorpe, and I wish more folks knew who he was. What I will venture to say, I'm glad you agree with me there. What I will say is, based on the fact that a lot of folks, unfortunately, don't know or should know who he is, but they don't, I wouldn't go ahead and put him at number one. It's tough for me to say he was the greatest athlete of all time, and the man got busy so long ago. Okay, Dan?
JR, he had 14 disciplines that he was the...
I've heard. Yeah, and the two gold medals. And then he also played baseball. And he played football. He's in the Hall of Fame. I know who he is. I wish more people knew who he was. I wish. Hey, Shep, how many disciplines?
If I had 14 disciplines one more time, I'm going to faint.
And I remember Michael Phelps, just in the water. How many disciplines did he have?
Well, we know he had four, thanks to our last caller, of course. The breaststroke, the freestyle stroke.
That guy's a man. Don't lock me in a room with that guy.
Can't deny the passion.
No, I can't.
Right.
It's like, damn. It's like, were you related to the guy? Well, JR, I'm red, black, and I'm like, okay. I didn't ask you that. Sheesh. Jody calling from Alberta. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, hey, JR, Snap. I love the show. I'm on night shift, so you guys are beauties.
Thank you. Go ahead. You have me on speaker, Jody?
Yeah.
Can you take me off before I have to hang up on you?
Sure thing.
What's taking you so long, man? Come on, Jody. You know better. Aw, we're at the end of the show, man. You got to know better than that. Maya is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good evening, JR. Well, first, I want to apologize to you for the last time because I let my passion. I tried to beat a brother up. I'm sorry. And then the one athlete that I was thinking of right now, modern day, without going back in time, was Shaun White. Where would you put him on your list, or if you would put him, consider him? And then I think that Serena should have actually been number four. I know okay. Usain Bolt, he's a good runner and everything, but we get top runners every so many. I mean, in my lifetime, I could think we went from Carl Lewis to Ben Johnson to this one to that one. But what Serena has done is going to last the test of time for a long while. I don't see anybody getting as many championships and stuff as her.
It's that's reasonable. People get faster, and we'll see if anyone moves past Usain Bolt. Shaun White, the skateboarder, snowboarder, everything boarder?
The snowboarder.
He just retired. What did he retire, a year ago, 2 years ago?
No, he retired after the Olympics this year.
Oh, so yeah, wow. You know how many times I've seen Shaun White? Why are you laughing? What are you laughing about?
Because I got a feeling you get ready to say never. What in? Will you take Simone Biles then?
I've seen Simone Biles. But when it comes down to Shaun White, I've probably seen him in commercials. I know who he is. If Shaun White walked by me right now, I know who he is. I haven't watched. I'm sorry. Thank you, Maya. Appreciate you. You watch Shaun White?
I look at a little bit of everything from ice skating to all of it.
I understand. I watch a little bit of everything. I've probably seen Shaun White compete, I don't know, one time in life, and I don't remember it. Just being honest here. Shep, you ever watched Shaun White?
No. But I have, but not thoroughly enough.
Yeah, it's not like appointment viewing.
Exactly. It's not must-see television, yeah.
No, it's not appointment viewing. Appointment viewing is I'm going to watch an NFL preseason tomorrow. Appointment viewing is before I came on air, I watched the MLS All-Star game. Appointment listening is saying that you want to listen to the JR Sport Brief Show, which unfortunately is coming to a close. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Hey, Shep, you got an athlete real quick off the top? Anybody?
Yeah, Richard Petty.
Oh, okay. You mentioned him. Terrific. I love it. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. If you miss me, I'm at JR Sport Brief. Shep, where can they find you?
You can find me at the Good Shepherd _.
Well, Shep is extremely busy on the way out the door, okay? The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, it's a wrap. If you missed a minute, the free Odyssey app. But don't move. There's more appointment listening. Amy Lawrence, she's up next.
Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. Home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.tv is the home of streaming baseball. Get your ticket to out-of-market games live or on demand across all your favorite supported devices. Home or away, you'll be able to catch all the MLB action this season and gain access to exclusive content. MLB Big Inning brings fans a special live look into the game and delivers the best highlights from games every single day.
That is out of the ballpark!
Tune in for select pre- and post-game coverage or check out new MLB originals for a deeper dive into your favorite teams and ballparks. You can even check out inning milestones, in-game details, and personalize your app for your favorite team. MLB.tv has extended their content library for more originals, like vendors and out-of-the-park films. You can find returning shows like MLB Carded, Baseball Zen, and so much more. There's no better place to never miss a moment of the action than with MLB.tv. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.tv.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Baseball is everywhere you are this season with the MLB app. Enjoy the show from wherever you are when you download the free MLB app to your mobile device. Never miss a second of the action with coverage of in-game highlights, pitch-by-pitch features, select live broadcast coverage, and more. Show support for your favorite team with customizable MLB club-branded icons. And tune in to exclusive premium content for every team in the league.
That is out of the ballpark!
The MLB app is your ticket to all things baseball all the time.
You can even get live notifications sent to your phone, watch, and car,
so you're always up to date on the biggest breaking news, scores, and standings. The MLB app is your hub for live baseball everywhere you go. The number one source of live baseball on your Apple and Android devices is the official app of Major League Baseball. Download the MLB app today on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Additional subscriptions may be required. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get into all the Major League Baseball action with Season 2 of Play Loud, exclusively on the MLB YouTube channel. Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the game on the field and in the dugout during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Follow along and be part of the fun alongside some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season.
That is out of the ballpark!
Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto in the field or listen in on the hilarious conversation between Eduardo Escobar and Francisco Lindor in the dugout. Tune in for live reactions from players across the league with unprecedented access. Play Loud is your exclusive look into the fun of the game. You never know what you're going to see or hear. Play Loud. It's baseball like you've never watched before. Tune in for new episodes of Play Loud, only on the MLB YouTube channel.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.